Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we've got Larry on his mountaintop up on their bridge with his eyeglasses on, or spyglasses, I should say. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, how's it going?
Pretty good. Before we get rolling here, I want to do a few house cleaning things, I guess. It's really starting to get harder to notify people with all the censorship that's going on. And so, folks, if you want to know whether we have a show coming up, if we can't notify you, go to our two main websites, lightgateblogger.com or the other one, which is the nightshadowsradio.com, and we post everything up there, and I'm also posting some video updates on the Night Shadows Radio. And on the membership, we're going to be doing some video updates on stuff that's going on. And as far as that goes, we'd appreciate if people would really join the membership page for Night Shadows. It only costs $9.95 a month, and you get the Prophetic Insider, you get the Twilight Magazine, you get special reports, audio reports, video reviews, articles, and discounts on our ebooks, etc., that are up there. That helps us stay on the air, and we do need that help to keep going. And other than the people who are members, there's only a few that really donate to help us along, so we'd appreciate anything that can be done. And remember that censorship on all major media is increasing as the deep state moves in, I think, for the kill. Larry and I got to talk about that. There's just really a lot going on right now by deep state. I think they've come out of the woodwork, and now they're going in for the kill. And please also go to our Angel Fall 923. It's on YouTube for now anyway, unless it gets banned. And you can listen to our latest updates that we post there. Plus, we have a number of documentaries that are there. They're all free. You can visit that. And then we got our two websites, of course, Lightgate Blogger and Night Shadows Radio. And also, you can subscribe to our Borderlands and Best Global Reports, which are issued every week. They're each 2 hours long. And it's really the need-to-know news. Otherwise, we don't bother with it. Okay, Larry, where do you want to start? We got so much going on, earth changes especially, seems to be ramping up everywhere.
Well, it does, Stuart. We're seeing a lot of activity in the northern end of up by the Arctic, of the Alaska area, and it's developing now down into central Alaska, so the quake activity is still ongoing, and of course we're watching the west coast closely.
Yeah, I see that there was a strong and shallow 6.6, interesting number, earthquake hits the Andrianov Islands in Alaska, and they say it's a shallow earthquake. So that would tend to confirm possibly that there's magma moving up all over the areas. And, of course, we had that North Slope group, which kind of reverberated all the way down through, I guess, the California, all the way down through. So also now they've claimed that the dormant California supervolcano there's a huge, I guess you could call it a huge glut of magma underneath there that they never knew before. That's that long valley caldera. And that's another one like Yellowstone that erupted some time ago, but basically it could erupt any time. There's been a lot of activity there. Have you heard any more about Yellowstone? I know they're kind of censoring a lot of that.
Yeah, that's very quiet at the moment. You know, I've been posting off and on something on that, but they're supposed to be opening that park back up, so they're trying to, you know, keep anything connected really quiet.
Well, folks, the Book of Enoch, now it is extra-biblical, but it's very, very interesting that what it talks about is that it's volcanic activity that literally destroys the planet. And you may remember that the Lord said that certain nations were going to be cast into the lake of fire. Well, that lake of fire is the magma. If you go into some other books and you really start researching it, it appears to me that what he's talking about is that when all this volcanic operations really start, and we're watching it now increase very, very rapidly. Here's another headline, Larry. Nearly two dozen quakes at the gigantic Katla volcano in Iceland have experts worried because it's long overdue for an eruption. What was the one that erupted some time ago and then it grounded European flights for a long time? I can't remember the name of it, though. It has a very long, funny name to it.
Yeah, it was pronounced something like Epicajala, something like that. But they've been keeping it quiet, too, about Katla because Katla has been very busy lately.
Yeah, and if that thing went, that would be horrendous for the whole world. And they said seismic activity in Katla is taken very seriously as the volcano is under close supervision. The volcano has erupted very regularly every 60 to 80 years. The last one was 1918, so it's long overdue. It's almost like the Lord is reserving some of this stuff for when the time comes. He wants it out there. Anyway, what do you got for what's going on overseas? Anything new when it comes to Israel? Seems to be quiet, but I'm wondering about all the troop movements. They said they were moving a bunch of troops up north. We know that Iran is busily gaining ground, and I wonder how many troops Russia and China have put in there.
Well, it's been pretty quiet. A lot of the news is very quiet at the moment. But Russia has been moving some UN peacekeepers using the UN and some Russian peacekeepers down along the Golan. I think what Russia's trying to do basically there is to stop Israel from doing an invasion of Syria. And that seems to be the main focus. But this is giving Iran time to buffer up. They're going to do.
Yeah, it seems like every time they go for a ceasefire, all they do is rearm anyway. Here's something that's kind of different. I'd like your comments, Larry, because this is going on all over. Facebook is now asking banks for data on your spending habits. We already know that Facebook does a tremendous amount of data collection. And we know that Google does, and YouTube does. It seems like Facebook does, and Twitter. And all of these are really starting to collect data, creating dossiers, if you will, or whatever you want to call them, on people. And this is increasing very, very rapidly under Donald Trump, and that's another thing that's kind of fishy to me. What was this deal on Brennan, Larry? I didn't get too much on it, but I understand he's lost his security clearance or whatever.
Well, that's what's interesting. Of course, we know Brennan is one of the Obama people. And he's not only been, you know, attacking the president, he's been using his knowledge of our, you know, not only our domestic security, but also our foreign affairs to come against Trump. And he's very outspoken against Trump. And so today Trump ordered his security clearance dropped. And the mainstream media basically went insane. You know, they were so insane, they were standing up and yelling that this was Trump coming against the First Amendment. And, you know, Stuart, I had a secret clearance, you know, when I was in the military, and I didn't know it was a constitutional right. I thought it was a privilege.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with free speech anyway. A security clearance is a security clearance so that you can you get into top secret things that the government is up to. But if you're not part of the government, why does anyone out of the government need a security clearance? Because that could be, and Brennan, I think, was a fairly known leaker, along with Comey and a few others. Why would anyone with a rational mind want to have someone like Brennan or anybody else, for that matter, have a security clearance once you're outside of government? It would seem to me that would be a privilege of the position you hold within government. And, you know, when you're out, you're out. And so you lose all those privileges. I mean, I really don't understand it, because if you have, say, committees, national security committees and whatnot, they can always bring in an ex-president or somebody that did have a security clearance and get their take on what's going on and why it's going on. But I see absolutely no reason for anybody to have a security clearance outside of government. I don't care who they are. We're very lax and very loose on this type of thing, I believe. What's your take? I don't believe they should have one. What do you think?
Well, I don't think, unless they're involved in the government work or the people's business, they should have a clearance at all. You know, when you step out of that position, your clearance should be nullified. But like you said, this is not a real good functional government. This government is an entity into itself, and it's certainly, as you said earlier, has come out of the closet, and they're not ashamed anymore to be called the deep state, because that's exactly what they are. You know, I've watched some of the elections in the last few days, and especially Minnesota, Stuart, it looks like that so many people are just determined to become communists. I mean, you would think they would all want to get on a bus and drive down to Venezuela. That's the utopia they've talked about. I've watched videos from Venezuela, and the people say, we don't have any water to drink and no food to eat. We ain't got anything. You know, we're dying.
Yeah, in fact, they're leaving in droves, I guess, if they can get out.
What is it about communism that these people in this country want it so bad? And you got to remember, why are all the refugees supposedly coming to America? Because they're trying to turn America into everything they ran away from.
Yeah, no. It's called, what do you call it? It's in form of insanity in a way. A lot of these people just want something for nothing. They want handouts. That's what Obama tried to do with Obamacare, you know, and all people got to do is call up people in Canada and ask them how their social medical system up there works, or Great Britain, England. And find out how it works over there. They'll tell you that it was the biggest mistake they ever made was to go into that kind of a system. And I know some folks up there that have waited a year and a half, and some of them die waiting for an operation. That's the last thing the American people want. But, you know, they have been conditioned, Larry, since grade school to accept the socialistic model. It's been going on through grade school, high school, and definitely the finishing touch are our communist universities and communist professors, which is why when a conservative speaker goes to somebody like Berkeley, which used to be the bastion of free speech, they don't even want to let them on there. They don't want opposing views. And I've often, you've said that you thought that there is a spirit behind all this, a spirit that is rising. And it's like a domestic battle. It's an emotional thing. It's not a rational thing. It's not a reasonable thing. And that's why you cannot rationalize or reason or debate an issue with these people, because they're not interested. They have their feelings about it. I know my mother always told me, don't speak about politics or religion unless you want to get killed real easy, because there's something near and dear to people's hearts about their religious beliefs or their politics. And it's very, very difficult to talk to people about it. And I think the same thing is true about religions. They're dyed in the wool, whatever, and they don't want to hear anything different. And I learned early on when I was flying the Yes Group, their rock group out of Great Britain, and their lead guitarist, Steve Howe, would sit in the jump seat, and he was telling me about how it's essentially mind control. There might be 25,000 people in a stadium when they're doing a concert, but he said, you know, within 30 seconds to a minute, and actually sooner than that, they have corralled all those individual minds and molded them into, he said, one spirit. And that's what, of course, any good speaker, even, you know, like Hitler, that's basically what he was doing. It's mind control. And they become little worker bees, and they all gather behind this leader. It's amazing how people lose their own personal identity when they go to these crowds and mobs and whatnot. They turn into mobs. I'm sure you've dealt with domestics many times, maybe even mobs. So I don't know what the answer is to it. I don't think there is one. If this is a spirit that's rising up within the people of America to go far left, it's going to go far left, and nobody's going to stop it. And I'm very concerned about November elections. I think they're going to go to the left. I think the elections right now indicate that they have succeeded very, very nearly to capture some places which should have normally not even been close. And the rhetoric from CBS and NBC and all that, of course, a lot of people listen to them, and they believe all the lies and stuff they're fed. And they don't even think about it. They don't even question anything. What do you think about November? Yeah, I think going in for trouble.
I think you're exactly right. And then we've got the judge in New Mexico where they brought these people into custody. After one child was killed, others were deprived and were being taught to do school shootings. In other words, the people in that compound were planning attacks on the schools in America and the American people, and the judge let them out. No bond, basically. It's just sign this piece of paper and promise you'll come back one day, you know. And they're free.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's something going on here. The borders are wide open, and I believe because God wants them wide open, he's done that to destroy our nation. So we can blame Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes, Congress for not doing anything. I think the reason they don't do anything is the Lord has put it on their minds not to do anything. If you go into Jeremiah, I'll read it to you. It's very, very interesting what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah 51, 13 through 15, King James. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, that's America, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens by his understanding. The key verse is verse 14, which is a 7-7. Isn't that interesting? The Lord of hosts, I will fill thee with men, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. That's why the borders are open, folks. That's why they're still open. That's why they're not really doing anything. When the Lord has his hand of judgment upon a nation, there's nothing you can do about it except repent and attempt to get under the wings of the Almighty, because otherwise you're going to pay a horrible price. It's just amazing to me. But here's the headline that goes with that. Why is the media diverting your attention from the 35 known jihadi camps in America? Now, Larry and I have mentioned those camps before on this program, but I just want to remind you, they are there. Have you heard any more about that, Larry? I mean, their FBI knows they're there, but they're not doing anything about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Stuart. And one of them in New Mexico was that camp there, because they were training other people, and other people were connected. And so it's very interesting, Stuart. You know, those camps are there. They're getting ready, and the American people are clueless, absolutely clueless. And if the American people had any idea how actually vulnerable they really are, I doubt if they'd get up in the morning.
Yeah, they'd be scared to get up. I got an email from a friend. He says, Fellowship of Minds, WordPress.com, is no longer available. It seems like WordPress is also in on this. And Alex Jones also, by the way, lost his own personal website, went down for a while. I guess he's got it back up. Not that I'm any fan of Alex, but, you know, an attack on him is an attack on everybody. This blog, this is a sign you get. This blog has been archived or suspended in accordance with our terms of service. Minutes ago, upon waking up this morning, I discovered that WordPress had unilaterally and without any warning shut down Fellowship of the Minds for violations of terms of service. Folks, they mean business. They are coming after everyone. And that includes probably eventually Blog Talk Radio and all avenues of free speech. And that's why we've asked people, please email us or whatever, so that we can still let people know when something is coming down the pike. Here's one for you that you sent up, Larry. I think we should mention it tonight. Antichrist plan to destroy the planet. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. And those who dwell on the earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast that he was, is not, and will come, and it's about Obama. Who was the fellow that made that Kennedy film down in New Orleans? He's well known as a filmmaker. Can't think of his name.
Can't remember.
Anyway, his son did a whole bunch of research on how Obama looks like Anunnakin. And then he went further into it, and the children and everything all appear to be dead ringers. It's very, very interesting, because nobody knows who Obama really is. And what other things you got, Larry?
Well, you're saying that's exactly right. You know, and about Obama, don't ask, because they won't tell. That's the greatest secret in the world, it seems like. The sheriff or Powell, you know, he tried to share the information to Jerome Corsi, and look what happened to all of them, you know.
Yeah, here's the sheriff you know, doing that. He went over to Hawaii and proved that the birth certificate is phony. It's fake. Obama's grandmother originally claimed that she was at his birth in Kenya. In fact, while he was overseas not long ago, he said he was born over there. So, you know, what do you do? You've got the deep state and you've got orchestrated media, I guess, and the people are going to believe whatever they want to believe. So, anything else before we close up?
Well, it's very interesting. Matter of fact, too, have been warning Diamond and Seal, you know, which is a video group. They've been on Fox a lot lately because they were shut down by YouTube, and YouTube is big right now in shutting down the opposition.
Yeah. We're under full-scale attack, and I believe this is the frontal attack by deep state. It's coming right on time. The war rhetoric coming out of Israel and Syria and Iran, Turkey, even Putin and Russia. North Korea is rattling the sabers again. China, definitely not our friend. We're on the verge of it can break forth any time. And I don't know if people are really ready for any of this.
Well, Stuart,
I just don't think they are.
Yeah, I was just going to say we might want to mention that there are rumors, reports that the FBI is warning about possible situations, you know, across the country or really around the world with banks and ATMs and a lot of cyber information that a possible false flag or a real attack could come anytime before Friday or through the weekend.
Yeah, and they've got to do something. That could really well be a false flag. Friday or Saturday, and then the banks just simply don't open on a Monday. And a lot of people do not realize that at a flip of the switch, all their money is gone. If the deep state really wanted to cause trouble, they'd most likely do it that way, along possibly with a war. And that's why we tell people at least have some cash on hand, because even credit cards and whatnot won't work, particularly if you go into a non-electrical situation. We're getting close to something really bad. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you that there's something coming. I can just feel it. And so can a lot of other people. I'm not alone in it. Anything else, Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention quickly that, you know, the last day or two, we've been without electricity up here. We've had a grid blackout. We've had phones go crazy and unavailable. And, I mean, there's something really weird going on in the systems. And you said possibly they're testing. But I again, would want to ask people, if you can't get Stuart and you can't get any of your regular information and the Internet goes down or your phone doesn't work, what do you do? Have you even thought ahead to figure out? And I warn people, have a shortwave radio, but, you know, I can't make them do it.
Yeah. I don't think people believe it's really going to happen. You know, we've given the warnings out, nothing happens, and that's gone over and over and over again. And so people get worn out, they get tired of listening, and they get tired of thinking, well, tomorrow morning, but it's not never, tomorrow morning never shows up. So I guess I can understand the frustration of people, particularly the Christians, waiting for the Lord to return. And I understand it. But remember what the Lord said, occupy and keep watching. And although the vision tarry, it's been tarrying now for some time, it will not tarry. It will come. It will happen. And it's going to catch us all, I think, by total surprise when it does. So I guess my advice is don't let your guards down. Don't get complacent. Keep sharp. Keep looking around. Prepare as best as you can. And anyway, we're kind of running out of time here again. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks for your support. We need it. And we'll see you on Friday for sure, or before then if we have a major event happen. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy.